Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now I'm breaking my back for the man. Just doing what I can until I'm free. It's so hard to see me beside myself.
From newsounds.org, this is a remote edition of Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. When our studios here at WNYC were still open to guests, we had the chance to welcome the Yonder Mountain String Band a couple of times. The group pioneered a high-energy kind of progressive bluegrass that's proven to be both popular and really influential. The last time they joined us was 2013. Back then they were a quartet. Now, the Yonder Mountain String Band is a quintet, and since we can't have them here in our Lower Manhattan studio, they are joining us from what looks to be one of the weirdest studios I've ever seen, a place called Meow Wolf in Denver, Colorado, and they're going to play some songs from their new album called Get Yourself Outside. This first one is called I Just Can't.
Hey everybody, this is Yonder Mountain String Band live from Meow Wolf in Denver. Playing some songs for WNYC and loving every minute of it. Thank you so much for your support. We love you.
Stand still, easy to speed. As long as it's easy, it's all you ever need. Love to say you're sorry, you're not the only one. And I'll mind my business, let you ramble on. I just can't, I just won't. And I don't care, I just don't. Going a mile a minute, it's a million mile day. Wasted disagreement steals my time away. Hope to cross the finish line and leave them in the dust. Ashes to ashes, oblivion or bust. I just can't, I just won't, and I don't care, I just don't. Nothing done. I just can't, I just won't, and I don't care, I just don't. Playing with emotions, make a game of being loud. Your words are hard to bear and what you're all about. And we all wondered if you've ever been okay, but nobody's waiting for what you want to say. I just can't, I just won't, and I don't care, I just don't. I just can't, I just won't, and I don't care, I just don't.
That's the Yonder Mountain String Band playing live and a song called I Just Can't. It's on their new record called Get Yourself Outside. It's been a long time since the members of the Yonder Mountain String Band were on Soundcheck. 10 years ago, it was a quartet. These days, a quintet, although founding members Adam Ajala, the guitarist and singer, and founding banjo player Dave Johnston are both still in the band and joining me at the microphones. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Yo.
I should mention founding bass player Ben Kaufman. Violinist is Ali Kral. Nick Piccinini is the newest member on mandolin and some vocals as well. But it seems like the addition of Nick has kind of lit some sort of spark or fire in the band on this record. Does it feel that way to you?
Absolutely. And also in the live show. And he's got a great stage presence. So it really kind of, for the, you know, the old dudes in the band, it's it's nice to have the young energy and he's fired up. So
yeah.
I agree. Yeah, it's definitely better.
I want to come back to something you just said there. But Dave, Adam mentioned, you know, kind of stage presence. The stage that you guys are playing. Tell me about this place called Meow Wolf in Denver. What is this place?
I don't. Yeah, it's a good question. I don't even know if I know yet. it's sort of like this psychedelic installation art project, and you know, and it's sort of like a facsimile of the real world. For some moments, you might like have like, you know, for instance, like the back of an old school bus filled with soda pop cans. That, you know, you look at it, you get kind of thirsty, then you realize you're sort of looking at a replica, and right. You know, it's that kind of thing. But there's also sort of like this very surreal, you know, multi-dimensional vortex kind of vibe that go on with it. So,
all right. So, Adam, let me come back to this idea of, you know, adding a bit of young blood to the band. Now, you know, you and Dave and Ben have been at this since the late 90s, right?
That's correct.
Yes. Yeah, we started in, we decided to be a band in the summer of 98.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys know the Turtle Island String Quartet.
Oh, yeah. Daryl Anger.
Yeah, I don't
right?
know them personally.
Yeah, I've known those guys forever. And, you know, when they started in the mid-80s, and they had a violinist named Daryl Anger.
Who yeah. Oh, know him very well.
Okay, yeah. So Daryl, as you probably know, has this kind of weird, scratchy, choppy way of attacking the strings of the violin. Mm-hmm. And it was a big part of the Turtle Island sound. And then eventually, you know, Daryl always had many other irons in the fire. He left the band, and sometime in the 90s, they added a new violinist. And what they found was that they had been around long enough to have established a sound. And when the new players came in, they had kind of been studying Daryl's sound. So they were getting like they were getting their own kind of musical progeny in the band. I'm wondering if you have felt something similar with Nick coming in. Is this someone who kind of grew up on what it is that Yonder Mountain's been doing?
Actually, no. I at least, you know, unless he's lying to us.
Wow, but that's a great buildup for not a lot of answer.
Well, he didn't listen to us, so he wasn't familiar with our music. I don't. It's funny you bring up that it's Daryl, because Daryl's actually, he at one point we considered him the fifth member. Like, he played many shows with us over the years. In regards to Nick, he is not influenced by Yonder Mountain. Maybe he is now, because he's been with us for a while. But before but before we started playing with him, not at all. I mean, he didn't really know our music at all. So
wow.
Yeah.
But Dave, I mean, certainly there is now, with Yonder Mountain having been at this for over 20 years, you have sort of paved a path for a number. I'm sure you see them when you do the rounds of festivals, younger bands, younger musicians who've sort of grown up listening to what you've been doing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that, there is certainly an influential thing we did there. While we kind of eschewed the idea of like instrumental virtuosity in favor of vibe and stuff like that, you know, well, you know, of course you want to play well too, but you know, I think that aesthetic has sort of, you know, been very popular and, you know, adapts well to people who want to do string band music, you know. That's a really great question. And I don't know that any one of us, the four of us, Adam can contradict me if he wants, but I don't think there was like an explicit target. I don't know that there's like one whole way to describe the vibe we're shooting for other than to be like entertaining, but like, you know, very good and driving and rhythmic and forceful, you know.
I agree, Dave. I would say our intent is to, you know, you come see us and you put anything serious aside in your life and forget and just have a good time. So if when Dave said fun and energetic, that's what I think of, you know, come to us, come see us if you just want to have a good time. So that's the vibe, you know, whatever that is genre wise, it could be all over the map.
So the idea of bringing a kind of rock sensibility
totally.
to the high lonesome sound of Appalachian music. And
yeah, so what we're influenced by was rock. So
yeah. Right. So Adam, you know, the idea of coming and watching a band to have a good time does not mean that all the songs are going to be up-tempo tunes about, you know, drinking and dancing or whatever it is, because that, you know, part of that high lonesome sound are those lonesome ballads, and that's a part of the band as well to this day. And the next song, called No Leg Left, that pretty much comes from that tradition, doesn't it?
I think so. I mean, that was that's a very personal song to Nick. He wrote the majority of those lyrics. I mean, we helped him with it, but that song was... It's definitely one of those ones that is on the slower side.
Well, it's the music of this current lineup of right. the Yonder Mountain String Band. So let's hear them once again. And we've mentioned Nick a couple of times, and he gets to sing lead on this song called No Leg Left.
Long ride on 280 horses and more than a ton of steel. Searching these old mountain trees for anything to ease the mess I'm feeling. And the lines that swerve where the river curves stir a little hope up in my soul. Wouldn't you know that I don't know the way my thoughts roll? You tell me I need to figure my own mind, and I figure I will in time. Just in time to be too late, you've had all you can take. If I've got the stand on. I'm a man child, you already know, running free as a banjo roll. Getting by, picking, choosing, life gets real, so I don't do it. And I've tried to own every need I've known, some have grown. You tell
That's No Leg Left, the Yonder Mountain String Band, playing live in this weird place in Denver, Colorado called Meow Wolf, and a song called No Leg Left. This is from the new album by the Yonder Mountain String Band called Get Yourself Outside. Dave, it's hard to look at that title and not think of this as either a pandemic or an optimistic post-pandemic record. How much, if at all, did the events of the last 2 years kind of drive this album?
Wow, if something is subconsciously lurking all the time, is it driving it, or is it just sort of looming? Like, I don't know, but I think that it was definitely the album is a response to the environment that we found ourselves in. And there are a lot of optimistic moments and a lot of realistic moments too, you know. I'm not going to say pessimistic, but, you know, so I don't think there's...
Well, but if you looked at the last 2 years realistically, it would have been as if a pessimist had written the script for that time.
Right.
That's fair.
Dave mentions the environment that you were working in. Get Yourself Outside also suggests noticing the environment outside of your own little bubble. Is that kind of a thread that you want people to kind of tug on with these songs?
I think so. I think the takeaway is with the name of the song as well as the lyrics that we come up with, is unless it's a story, it's kind of open to your own interpretation. I can speak for myself. I don't generally give messages to people. Like, Get Yourself Outside has many meanings. And for me individually, and probably for anyone else listening to it. But yeah, the pandemic was definitely part of it. It's actually a lyric from Suburban Girl, a song that Dave wrote.
Get yourself outside. Won't you come and go? It's not a lot to the world. Make up your mind, suburban girl.
And so that's where the actual line came from. Mm-hmm. But it has much, and it wasn't, I don't believe it had anything to do with the pandemic. Dave can answer that, but.
Dave?
Yeah, inherently speaking about, small houses or standing outside someone's window, or saying it's easy to stand still or it's easy to speed, or Nick has some very sylvan and panoramic moments in his slow songs, and Broken Records, like you listen to records inside. There's a lot of inside and outside thematically, I think. Forgive my English majorness here, that runs through the whole.
I did note the use of the word Sylvan. Very yes, nice. Yes.
I think the album, does a decent job without being overbearing about it, with looking at, interiority or outsideness or insideness. And I thought it was kind of a cool thing that happened organically with the way we did everything. So.
And how did you do all of this? I mean, so many records were made by people sharing files, but there were examples of bands coming together. Which way did you go?
Well, we did the majority of the writing, all the writing, either individually on our own or over Zoom calls. We started scheduling Zoom calls in early December of 2020. And in before that, we put a bunch of folders up in Google Drive, and where, say it was a song that I sang, I would send everybody my voice and the guitar to a click track and say, hey, put your parts in and then let's talk about it. And we'd talk about where the harmonies would go. And so when we got it actually into the studio, we did our first session were more prepared than any record we'd done before because of the pandemic, really. I mean, I know most bands do some sort of pre-production, and we don't, or we never had.
So let's move on to one of my favorite tracks from the record. It's called Into the Fire. Nick sings lead on this one. Is that usually a marker of who wrote the song, who sings lead?
I'd say usually, but no, not in this case. Dave wrote two songs on the record that one Nick sings and one Allie sings. Mm-hmm. So,
well, let's hear the members of Yonder Mountain String Band playing live at Meow Wolf in Denver, Colorado. It's a track from the new album called Get Yourself Outside. This is Into the Fire. Into the Fire is the name of that song from the Yonder Mountain String Band. Their new album is called Get Yourself Outside. One of the things that you know, makes the live performance so electrifying, and one of the reasons you guys have been so popular for so long, is that when people see Yonder Mountain String Band play live, it's not like they're hearing a DJ play the record, you know, and it's like, oh, I love that lick, you know, just the way it was on the album. So how, you know, how repeatable an experience are these songs, and how much do they change and grow as you begin to hit the road again and things begin to open up and there's more opportunity for live performance?
I think we, you know, if there's songs that have the capability of opening up a little bit, that's meaning stretch out and maybe give more solos or even change rhythm and get into a sort of experimental part of the song. We've done that with studio songs that weren't that way on the studio. And we even extended one of the tracks on this new album a little bit in the live setting. Obviously, night to night, they can be tempos that could be dramatic. If it's like a super fired up crowd, you know, a lot of times I've had Ben, you know, we play a song and the song ends and he's like, dude, that was so fast. And then I didn't feel like it was. And then I listened to it and it actually wasn't, and vice versa. Like sometimes you're like, yeah, it was. And other times you're like, nah, that was right in the pocket. It's literally, you could almost line it up with the record and it works. Or it does. I mean, they breathe, you know, the songs breathe. And we're not a band to play the same show. I've said this before too. I have a ton of respect for bands that can do that every night because they're super tight and it's dialed. And, you know, we don't do that. And I don't know. It would be, One thing I have been doing with the after the pandemic, I went back and listened to a lot of live shows, and I have been trying to have more or less a solo that I play almost the same every time, because some of the stuff I was doing, just winging it, I was like, it didn't sound as tight. And so I'll experiment here and there with somewhere in the solo if I do one, but I've been paying more attention to that and trying to be tighter, I guess, for myself.
So there's no aspiring to 25-minute Dark Star-length versions of I Just Can't or anything like that?
Probably not I Just Can't, but maybe another one.
I don't know. The reason
only if we speed it up.
The reason I mentioned I Just Can't is because, the version you did for us was, 2 minutes? Just like a second or two over 2 minutes, and packed into that, really brief moment of time, you had a guitar solo and a banjo solo and a fiddle solo, and it felt like all of them lasted for a brief split second before giving, and I could just imagine, Adam, yeah, give me a couple of minutes here. And, Dave, now I need my couple of minutes here.
Hey, you never know. That was one that Dave had lyrics and I had music, and we got together, and that's how the song became the song.
Yeah, there was some massage there, but not too much.
Well, the new album is called Get Yourself Outside. The members of the Yonder Mountain String Band have been playing for us, and Adam and Dave joining me at the microphone, to you and the rest of the quintet these days, thank you so much for joining us. It's been great fun.
Thanks for having us.
John, yeah, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Get yourself outside. Won't you come and go? There's not a lot to the world. Make up your mind, suburban girl.
Well, you really must check out the videos of these live performances. They are on the New Sounds YouTube channel or the New Sounds website right here. My thanks to our technical director, Irene Trudell, our producer, Karen Havlick, our video editor, David McLean, and thanks to you for joining us for this Soundcheck episode from newsounds.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.
It's not a lot to the world. Make up your mind, suburban girl.